Thank you for joining the Faith Church Podcast. Connect with us on social media to receive daily inspiration by searching at Your Faith Church on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Get live streaming notifications, receive daily encouragement, and stay up to date on the latest information. Follow, like, and subscribe today.
You know what I'm really glad of? That we have heat. Amen, right? And that the ice has stayed away. Amen? And it can just stay out of town in Jesus' name. Because this is a new year. You seemed like you were surprised. I mean, the calendar said so. It's a new season. It's a new day. Did you make some goals? Did you think about some stuff you wanted to do? Was losing weight on there? I know, right? Every year. How come every year I want to lose the same weight? Every year. Well, we're going to talk about some health stuff, and we're going to talk about some nutrition stuff, but what I don't want to do is I don't want to make it about the numbers, because it seems like every year I have the same 10 pounds to lose. Do you feel me? Y'all got depressed. We're in the same boat, so go ahead and just look at your neighbor and say, it's me too. Relieve the pressure, right? There's that magic number every year. We're like, this is the year that I'm getting to. And every year it gets a little further away. You know, maybe not you. Maybe you're more disciplined than I am. But man, it seems like I'm working for those same things over and over again. But there are little things. Everybody say little things. There are little things we can do to make a big difference. So if you only had to change a little thing this year, what would that little thing be? I mean, maybe it's being able to climb the steps without getting winded. Maybe it's getting off medicine, or maybe getting off a certain medicine. Maybe it's being able to sleep without taking Tylenol PM, or maybe it's being able to sleep a little bit later so you don't wake up so early. Maybe it's being able to eat without getting indigestion. What's that little thing that you want to change this year? So I want to invite you to get out a notebook, get out your phone, take out some notes, because today we're going to talk about some of the things that God tells us to do. He's given us good food, and we're going to talk about how to treat our bodies. Because God, in 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, it says, don't you realize that your body is the temple? If you came with somebody today, I want you to look at them right now. Tell them, this is the temple. So you can worship this. No, that's not how it goes. I made that up. But it says, don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you? And it was given to you by God. You don't belong to yourself. God bought you for a high price. He gave his son so that you could live. So really, taking care of us isn't about us. It's not about being skinny. It's not about being thick. It's not about being toned. It's not about, you know, being hard. It's not about being vascular. Really, taking care of us is about stewarding God's property. Amen. You are God's property. You are where he dwells. You're a spirit. You possess a soul. And you live in a body. You're a three-part being. So if you're here taking care of your spirit, you should be taking care of your body too, because it's not a good witness. It's not a good witness. All this stuff going on. Everybody's like, what's up with you? I'm a Christian. Don't you want to be like me? Heck no. But when everybody else has the flu and you're walking through the office strong, and they're like, how come we all got the flu and you didn't? You're like, well, I got a little health circuit. I'd like to share it with you if you have time. And you tell them, I'm a king's kid. I am property of the Most High. Sickness has no place in my body because it's under the curse. I am blessed, and I'm blessed to be a blessing. But it's hard to look blessed when we're eating McDonald's. My doctor told me to eat more Taco Bell, actually. Well, he did. His technical words were eat less McDonald's, but we all know that eat means eat more Taco Bell, right? So there's little things. Everybody say little things. There are little things that we can do, because everybody knows if we try to overcommit, if we suddenly go from eating whatever to trying to eat vegan or vegetarian or paleo, or if we decide we're going to spend an hour a day in the gym, that's going to last for 3 days. We're not going to be able to walk. We're not going to go back to the gym until we're not sore anymore. And then it's over, and you just paid $24.99 to sign up for a membership. You're going to pay $10 a month for the next 12 months, and you ain't going back. You're going to be singing that song, "I'm not going back, I'm looking ahead. Here to declare to you," because you're saying that gym is of the devil in Jesus' name. But little tweaks lead to giant peaks. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So in Hosea 4:6, it says, "My people perish for a lack of knowledge." What we don't know is killing us, and that's the enemy's plan. Keep us so distracted, so busy. What happens to most people is we eat junk because that's all we have time for. Our cells are malnourished, therefore we have no energy. Since we have no energy, we reach for the nearest thing. What do you reach for first thing in the morning? And then after lunch, you sugar crash, and so what do you reach for again? So we get caffeine to prop us up. We're not drinking enough water. The caffeine continues to dehydrate us. Now we're malnourished, dehydrated. We're feeling sick. We have no energy. We're propping ourselves up on the very thing that is pulling us down. And we're wondering, "God, why won't you heal me?" I'll tell them because I don't know if you're ready for it. And we say, "God, why won't you heal me?" And God's like, "I want to, but you keep putting the wrong fuel in the machine." So we want to do two things. Everybody say two things. Two things. All I'm going to ask you to do today is two things, and you get to pick what they are. I'm going to ask you to add two things. Everybody say add two.
Add two.
I'm going to ask you to subtract two things. Say subtract two.
Subtract two.
I'm going to ask you to do two things. Say do two.
Do two.
And I'm going to ask you to change two things. Say change two.
And
of all those things that we're doing, some of them are going to seem hard. Maybe that's not your thing. Some of them are going to seem fairly easy. That might bear witness with your spirit. That's something I can do. That's something I can bite off as a lifestyle change. Not for a January, not because it's a new year, but that's something that you can live with. We're the king's kids. 55% of Americans are on prescription medication. And of those 55%, the average person is on 4 prescription medications. When they go back to the doctors, 2,000 Americans were surveyed. When they went back to the doctor and asked if they could come off of medicine, 71% of the doctors said yes.
Wow.
So what are you on that you don't need to be on? What are the side effects of what you're on? And why are you on it in the first place? Why are we trying to medicate the symptom instead of eradicating the root? Let's just eradicate the root. Come on, somebody give God a hand clap of praise. I'm not going to ask you to do anything crazy. I'm going to ask you, what is it that you can do to live in God's promise? 3 John 1:2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." I just quoted the King James. I think the ESV is up here. "I pray that it may go well with you, that you may be in good health." God wants us to be in good health. He wants us to be a good representative of Him. But we have to know Hosea 4:6, and we have to do a few things. So I want to look at what we put in our body. I want to look at food. I want to look at supplements. I want to look at vitamins. I want to look at green smoothies. I want to talk about alkalinity versus acidity. I want to talk about water. I want to talk about drinks. And if we have a little bit of time, I want to spend a minute on output, what we put out in terms of exercise, work, rest, and sleep. How many of you are like, "Oh, this message about sleeping, I got you, I'm in. This I got." So let's talk about the foods for just a minute that we put into our body. We grab for things that are handy, and I'm here not to throw stones. If you think I'm getting ready to throw stones, let me tell you about my diet yesterday. So I'm coming here to preach health on the weekend. I'm in Florida. I'm headed to the airport. I had forgotten to eat. It was about 1 o'clock. And it wasn't like I'm holy or never hungry, forgot to eat. It's like I'm so busy, I can't slow down. Oh my gosh, I got to get to the airport, forgot to eat. And so on the way to the airport, my husband's like, "What'd you eat?" I'm like, well, forgot to eat. And he said, "No, we got to get you something." So we drove by Shake Shack and got a cheeseburger. And I put it on a lettuce bun, all right? That was my healthy spin. So last night, my daughter had some friends over, so I had to get to the house to host this thing. She's stopping by Panera. She's going to get me some chicken soup, except for she didn't. My refrigerator's cleaned out because I'd gone to Florida last week. I opened the refrigerator. I have hot sauce. I have cod liver oil, and I have frozen pizza. So last night, I had frozen pizza. Wow, y'all are not forgiving at all. Thank you very much for, like, accepting my honesty. So this is not about throwing stones. This isn't about anybody being better than anybody else. As a matter of fact, the Bible addresses that specifically with food in Romans 14, verse 2. It says, for instance, one person believes it's all right to eat anything, but another believer with a sensitive conscience will only eat vegetables. Those who feel free to eat anything must not look down on those who don't. And those who don't eat certain foods must not condemn those who do, for God has accepted them. Who are you to condemn someone else's servants? Their own master will judge whether they stand or fall. And with the Lord's help, they will stand and receive his approval. So there's different things you can do. Everybody say different things. So I know a lot of people want to lose weight. I remember when my dad went on a diet when I was a kid. He worked at a factory, brought his lunch every day. He took two sandwiches with the buttock lunch meat. He took a bag of chips, like a little Ziploc baggie full of chips, and he took a fruit pie. He came home and told my mom, Nancy, I have to lose 10 pounds. Man, this belly's getting out of control. She's like, all right, I'll get rid of the fruit pie. He said, woman, don't you touch my fruit pie. He said, you get rid of one of the sandwiches. He got rid of one of the sandwiches, and my mom could not believe it. It was only about 2 weeks, Weldon Spring, and you won't believe, my dad lost about 10 pounds in 2 weeks. Can you believe that, Weldon? Come on, somebody say amen. Then I was with a guy who's a vendor at the church, and while he's at the church, he's always got a Mountain Dew in his hand. And so I couldn't help but say, hey, man, you know, how many of those you drink a day? He's like, well, sometimes only two. I'm like, all right. He's like, sometimes 10. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, you know that's about 200 calories, right? He's like, well, yeah, I guess. And well, you know, 10 of those is 2,000 calories. That's as much food as you should eat in a day. Now, you might be thinking, well, I only drink one soda. But it's the one you get from 7-Eleven, and it's this big, and you can take a bath in it. Right? How many calories are we drinking? That's one of the sneaky things that we've really dove into in our family, and we've weeded out those big calorie drinks, and we've learned how to drink something with smaller calories. And I know I'm about to get on holy ground, so don't throw anything at me, but let's just talk about Starbucks for a second. All right. Starbucks, we migrated from the Frappuccinos with the whipped cream. With extra, put extra in it. It's the Oreo. Put extra Oreo in it. We migrated out the Oreo. We took out the whipped cream. We finally went from frozen to hot. When we went to hot, we took it to skim milk. We said, now take only half the syrup and put half the syrup in it. Then we started taking, you know, only put this much milk in it. Then we started taking the milk out. Now we get black coffee with one pump of vanilla syrup. We work ourselves backwards one step at a time. And for us, that took years. We got the Frappuccino 10 years ago. It took 10 years. About a year and a half ago, we went to the coffee with one pump of vanilla. It took 9 years to get there. But instead of just letting everything go and just letting it get loose, why not take one little step back? So I was talking to my friend Roy. Oh, doggone it, I said his name. So I was talking to my friend with no name. And I said, I started telling him about soda, what it does to the body, how it leaches the calcium out of the bones, it gives you brittle bones, it's bad for your indigestion, and all the sugar, the corn syrup, all the false sweeteners. And I just kind of challenged him a little bit. I said, man, if you could just cut back on that a little bit. So I talked to him not that long ago, and he said, guess what? I gave up Mountain Dew, and in a month, I lost 10 pounds. That's one little thing, isn't it? One little thing. So what little adjustment can you make? Like with me, with mayonnaise. Mayonnaise used to be my jam. If I was having a sandwich, I was having the sandwich because I could put mayonnaise on the bread. Can I get an amen at any campus right now? So I knew I was putting a lot of calories and mayonnaise on my sandwich. So I just started, stop using 2 tablespoons, and I used 1.5 tablespoons. Then I used 1 tablespoon. Then I used a half tablespoon. Then I used a quarter tablespoon. Then I stopped using mayonnaise one day because I had gotten addicted to spicy mustard, which has a lot less calories. So I changed what I put on my sandwich, and now today, if you give me a sandwich with mayonnaise on it, I'll be like, what is that greasy mess? It's hard to believe, isn't it? But your body learns to like what you give it. Same thing with salad dressing. The only reason I would go to Pasta House was to get the salad with the salad dressing. And I would tell them, put extra salad dressing on it. Do I have anybody who's guilty with me? So I started out, stop asking for the extra dressing, just get it regular. Then I started asking to get the dressing on the side so I could see exactly what I was putting on it. Then I would just back it. I'd use the whole thing. Then I'd use 3/4. Then I used half. Then I just drizzled a little on top. And now, I don't know, maybe I'm crazy, but I go to Pasta House and I get the salad without the salad dressing, and I am just as happy as I used to be. So what are two things? Everybody say two things. Well, then Spree, say two things. What are two things that you can cut back on? Maybe you don't go cold turkey tomorrow. I'm not asking you to rock your world. But what are two things that you can work on working out of your diet? Just take a little step back. And I'm not saying things are bad. I'm not saying you can't do things. 1 Corinthians 6:12 says, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. So now I don't have salad dressing, and I don't have mayonnaise, and I don't have whipped cream on my coffee, but when I want a piece of cheesecake, I walk right in there, and I order myself a piece of cheesecake, and I start adding up in my head, well, I didn't have that soda, and I didn't have that salad dressing, I didn't give me a large piece of cheesecake. Because here's a statement I want you to write down so you stay encouraged. It's not what you do occasionally that messes us up. It's what you do all the time. So as long as we do right most of the time, occasionally we can go off the deep end and we can get the big frappuccino, we can get the piece of cheesecake, we can get the nachos with the extra cheese, with the sour cream, and just a ton of guacamole, and they put the melted cheese and the shredded cheese. You know what I mean? That's speaking my love language right there. So we talked about what we can take out of our diet or things we can work backward, but now let's talk about what maybe to put in our diet. People ask me all the time what we put in our green smoothies. So I don't want to spend much time on green smoothies. We did a whole message on it. If you go to YouTube tomorrow when you leave, I think there's a table outside set up with books and CDs and DVDs. But this is on YouTube. It's called Picture of Health. So if you go to YouTube, Nicole Crank or David Crank, Picture of Health, you actually come into our kitchen and we make a green smoothie with you. If you're the type of person who likes to read it, if you go to my blog, all you have to Google on Google is Nicole Crank Green Smoothie. It'll bring up 3 blogs. One talks about the vegetables, one talks about the powder supplements we put in it, and one talks about the liquids that we put in it. And I put a lot of the why in there, not so much on the vegetables, because y'all get it. Green smoothies are good for you, or green vegetables are good for you. Say amen. So we go into the green smoothies, but green smoothies are really good for a very particular purpose, and that is because they alkaline out the body. So let's talk about acidity versus alkalinity for just a minute, because I'm going to tell you a couple of things that you can do to make your body more alkaline and why. So the acid body is set up to foster disease. What's acid? Soda is acid. Coffee is acid. Tomatoes are acid. But not everything is acid that you think it is, because how many of you would think that lemon is acidic? It is going in, but it's alkaline to the body. So if you're looking for two things to add to your diet, here's something that you can add, and we'll go back into alkalinity and acidity in a second. You can drink water. And you don't have to drink water instead of anything. Just add some water to your diet. And the right amount of water, Weldon Spring, that you want to add to your diet, Sunset Hills, is half your body weight in ounces. So since all of the women in the room weigh 100 pounds, say amen. I mean, at least we did at one point in time, right? And all the guys weigh 150. Guys, go ahead and give me your amen. So if women weigh 100 pounds, half our body weight would be 50. So we drink 50 ounces of water. 50 ounces of water is 16-ounce cups. It'd be, you know what, 4 16-ounce cups. One when you wake up in the morning, one with breakfast, one with lunch, one with dinner. And that's done. Here's a little something you can add to it if you want to go super. If you take some lemon juice, some organic lemon juice, and put about a teaspoon in it, or if you like fresh lemons and you squeeze some fresh lemon in it, lemon is acid on the outside, but when it goes into the body, it alkalines the body. So that's one of the first things I do in the morning. I'm going to take a step back from acid and alkalinity and just tell you about my morning real quick. Typically in the morning, I get up, I make a big glass of water, I stir in a teaspoon of powdered magnesium. Why magnesium? Let's talk about vitamins and supplements for 1 second. Is it okay if I kind of jump around just kind of naturally versus staying on one subject? Is that okay?
Yeah.
So powdered magnesium. The earth, God set everything up to Sabbath. So we're going to step off into rest. Technically, we're supposed to work 6 days a week and rest one. The problem with us Americans is we work 5 days a week, but we spend the last 2 days running around so crazy we don't rest either one of them. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So our rest is really important. Well, the same thing is for the ground. The ground is supposed to rest once every 7 years, but how many of you know the farmers are not resting the ground every 7 years? So the vitamins and the minerals are no longer coming out of the ground. So we have to supplement a lot of the vitamins and minerals in our life. So one of the things you can add, if you're thinking about adding something, is you can start taking a multivitamin or maybe a whole food vitamin. I take a vitamin C because it bolsters my immune system. I take vitamin D. Most Americans are deficient in vitamin D. We were created to work outside, and how many of us work inside? Go ahead, let me see your hand. So we're not getting the vitamin D that we need. That leads to depression. That leads to anxiety. It leads to a whole host of health problems. So I just pop a vitamin D in the morning. So I take a vitamin C, a vitamin D, a multivitamin. I take magnesium. Magnesium is an electrolyte. So many electrolytes, minerals, are not in our food or no longer in our water. Magnesium helps with restless leg syndrome. It helps you to sleep at night. If you need help sleeping, take your magnesium at nighttime instead of taking it in the morning. I take it morning and night. But if you need help sleeping, magnesium helps you sleep. Magnesium keeps you from being constipated. It helps your bowels to move. Magnesium, if you suffer from migraines and headaches, many of them are caused from a lack of magnesium. You see, so many of us are taking ibuprofen, but how many are you pretty sure if the doctor ran a blood test today, he would not say you have a lack of ibuprofen in your diet? Right? So we're not dealing with the symptom, we're dealing with the root. So I get a glass of magnesium water and I put a couple drops of lemon oil in it or lemon juice in it and I throw that down for alkalinity and for electrolytes. For more electrolytes in my life, I take a cup of chicken broth, just plain chicken broth, low sodium. I put a little Himalayan sea salt in it. Pink Himalayan sea salts have a lot of electrolytes. You don't want the white stuff. If you can make a change, because we're doing two changes, everybody say two changes. If you can make a change, change from the white salt to the pink salt. Trust me, you're never going to know the difference. It's going to taste just the same, but one has electrolytes and one is bad for you. It's high in sodium. You still don't want to go crazy with the pink stuff. Put a little of the pink stuff in there for more electrolytes. I drink my chicken broth. I drink my magnesium lemon water. And then I get out my acai berry juice. I do Mona V and this stuff by Young Living. I buy it off of eBay, off of Amazon. I don't sell anything that I'm talking about because I wouldn't dare sell you something from this stage besides Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
So that's what I particularly like, and I put it in a shot glass. Now, people, when I'm on vacation, must think that I am a partier because I like to buy shot glasses when I go on vacation. And in the morning, I get up and I fill it with that acai berry juice. You can use another strong juice. Cranberry juice is good to prevent urinary tract infections. You can do grape juice. You don't want anything with sugar added. But acai is one of the superfoods. I put it in there, and then I put a teaspoon of cod liver oil. I knew you'd love that, Weldon. I put the cod liver oil in there. Cod liver oil is full of vitamin A. Vitamin A is a blood thinner. It helps prevent strokes. People who they're afraid of having a stroke, they tell them take aspirin every day. A natural thing you can do before you get there is you can take cod liver oil. Keep the blood thin. It keeps plaque from attaching to the arteries. It helps against dementia. It helps against Alzheimer's. It helps to keep your joints lubricated. It helps to keep your skin moisturized. And when you're in the middle of a St. Louis winter, we could all use a little bit of that. My friend, Dr. Ted Brower, owns a vitamin company, and I asked him one time, I said, what vitamin, if you could only take one of them, which one would you take on that island? He said, I would take cod liver oil. And that's not even one of the things. It's not in the bottle that he sells. And I said, well, if he would take it, I would take it. It's full of vitamin D. So I take a teaspoon of that and I put it in the top and it kind of floats. And then I'm an essential oils girl. So I like to mix it up, and the oil kind of mixes with the oil of the cod liver. So I'll put one drop of peppermint in it, good for digestion, wakes you up. Or I'll put one drop of lemon, because the lemon water also, it's good for your immune system and helps alkaline the body. Or I'll put one drop of cinnamon. Cinnamon is good for keeping the blood sugar stable. If you get tired after you eat, you can take cinnamon capsules or a cinnamon oil to help stabilize your blood sugar. So I'll put something in there to make it fun, and then I will shoot it back. Y'all done a shot of tequila. You can do this. All right? You can do this. No, really, because the acai berry juice, and especially if you add a drop of another kind of oil, it really masks the taste of it. You don't burp the fish afterwards. So just try it one time. But here's where you don't want to skimp. If you're going to spend the money on the cod liver oil. And here's why. Cheap cod liver oil, you got to take more of it. Expensive cod liver oil, you get to take less of it. So I have the water, I have the chicken broth, I have the acai berry cod liver oil. I make a quick green smoothie. And you'll know when we do our thing, we make the green smoothies about 2 or 3 months ahead of time. Chop up some things, put it in a Ziploc bag. That way you get up in the morning, you get the frozen Ziploc bag out of the freezer, dump it in the blender, add some powder, add some liquid, blend it up, and you have breakfast in 60 seconds. Because if you're not a vegetable eater, at least 1/3 of our diet is supposed to be vegetables. If 1/3 of your diet, and the lettuce and tomato on your burger don't count. If 1/3 of your diet is not vegetables, all campuses say amen. Amen. So here's a good way. If you're not going to eat it that way, just supplement it and get it out of the way. So the green smoothie is going to help go back to the alkaline and acid. The green smoothie is going to help alkaline out your body. The water is going to help alkaline out your body. The lemon juice is going to help alkaline out your body. If you want to be really brave, you can do apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar mixed with water. Watch your teeth because it can eat the enamel on your teeth. Do it with a straw or do a shot glass all the way to the back of the mouth. It helps detox your liver, helps detox your kidneys, keeps all that cleaned out. It helps you lose weight. It speeds up your metabolism. It alkalines out the body. Cancer has incredible trouble. I don't want to say can't grow, but has incredible trouble growing in an alkaline body. Many diseases have trouble. If you have an acid body, you have more inflammation. You have plaque forming in your blood vessels. If you get an alkaline body, you stop calcium from accumulating in your urine. You prevent kidney stones. If you've had kidney stones, you really want to work on an alkaline body. Alkaline body helps with your cardiovascular system. It builds stronger bones. It stops muscle spasms. Also, muscle spasms, something great for that is also magnesium. It improves your growth hormone. It improves your vitamin D absorption. Parasites have trouble living in an alkaline body. So an alkaline body is so good for so many reasons. So we just need to drink more water. Everybody say, I can drink more water. 60% of the body is water. 73% of the brain and the heart is water. 83% of the lungs are water. Water can help relieve fatigue. Did you know dehydration brings brain fog and headache? The first thing we really need to do when we have a headache is if you can reach for magnesium or powdered magnesium and a big glass of water, try that just one time before you take an ibuprofen and see what God can do. Water helps get rid of wrinkles, and it also helps boost the immune system because it keeps all of our organs and our skin, which is our biggest external organ, it helps keeps it all just absorbed with water. I want moisturized. Moisturized was the word I'm looking for. I'm looking at them. They're telling me I'm out of time, and I'm thinking I'm out of time, and I had so much more to say. Did you find this helpful at all? So have you found two things that you're thinking you could probably subtract from your diet? Have you found two things you think you could add? Have you thought of two things that you think maybe you could change? Okay, real quick, in my last 1 minute, I want to give you two things that maybe you can do. Let's talk about exercise. Exercise is something I have trouble with. I go to the office, I get in a chair, and I get stuck in that chair. A potty break is a luxury, and if they don't bring my food, I don't usually get to eat because I just don't get to get out of the chair. They say that if you spend 2 minutes, everybody say 2 minutes. If you spend 2 minutes out of every hour in active movement, taking a lap around the office when you take your potty break, taking a lap around the office when you go get something to drink, if we move for 2 minutes, it can make a difference in our metabolism. It can make a difference in our blood flow. It can make a difference in our circulation. So maybe we can't make a huge commitment to the gym, but maybe you could change this. Maybe we commit to parking in the furthest parking spot when we go to work, when we go to church, when we go to the mall, when we go to the grocery store. Get a few more steps in. Maybe we could take the steps at the store. It's one story. What is it, 20 steps? But it's 20 steps we didn't get. It works out our muscles and helps us be able to stay toned and strong. Who in here can do 100 push-ups? Let me see your hand. I might call you on it. I might ask you to do it. See, most of us can't do 100 push-ups. The other day when I was preaching, I didn't know if I could do any. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to start. And I want to let you know, this morning I got up out of bed and I did 25 push-ups. I'm up to 25. But I started with one. So can you do one push-up? Let me see. All right, get up in the morning and do one. The next morning, do two. The next morning, do three. We might not be able to go to the gym, but we can do a few push-ups when we get up in the morning, and we can do a few sit-ups before we go to bed at night. Everybody say, it's the little things. Maybe we can stand a little bit more instead of sit so much. Maybe we can stand at our desk. Maybe we can stand at a meeting. Maybe when we go to stand in line, we don't look for a chair. Standing burns a lot more calories than sitting does. So there's little things that we can do, family, to make a big difference. And it's not about us. It's not about looking good. It's not about, you know, get your sexy back. And that's all good. You can. There's nothing wrong with going to the gym. There's nothing wrong with working to be at a certain weight. We're not dishing on that. But a lot of times I think we get depressed and we miss a goal. And so we just trash it all. When there's little things we can do every day, and these little things make a big difference. My friend who cut out the sodas, he cut out 4 to 2,000 calories per day. Per day. Little things can make a big difference. And so I just want to encourage you, as we're focusing in this new season and in this new time, to focus on what does God want you to do. Go ahead and stand with me and let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray over my friends at every campus. And God, I ask you to open our hearts and open our minds and to speak to us, God, as we incline our ear to you of what you would have us do particularly. We ask you to guide and direct our footsteps. We ask you to make our way plain, light up how we should go. Your plans for us are good and not for evil, to bring us to an expected end. And since your end for us is good, God, we don't want to go any other way. With long life, we'll be satisfied and shown your salvation. God, we want to live out that long life, and God, we want to live it satisfied. Say these words. Say, I'll never be on a walker. I'll never be in a wheelchair. All the days of my life, I'll walk strong, I'll walk far. I'll be 90 and say, oh, you young ones, I'll take the stairs. I have an appetite for healthy food. I have an appetite for water. I have an appetite to eat vegetables. I like to walk. I like to move. I like to groove. I like to dance. I like to go. I like to shake. I like activity because my God created me to be active, to be healthy, to be strong, to be good looking all the days of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Was that all right for today?
We're glad you joined us today. We know God is doing so much in and through your life, and we want to hear about it. If you take a moment and send us an email and tell us your story at yournewfriend@faithchurch.com. Also, if you'd like to support and partner with this ministry, we'd love for you to go to faithchurch.com/give and simply select the best giving option for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoyed today's message.